Welcome back to Proactive. I'm joined on the line now by Adam Bond, who's the Chief Executive of AFC Energy. And a very warm welcome to you this morning, Adam. How are you getting on?
I'm very well, thanks. Tom, how are you?
I'm very well. I see you had some news out this morning. Perhaps you'd like to give us a quick summary of it before we get started.
Thank you. Yes, absolutely. The news this morning was really a twofold announcement. Firstly, for most of your viewers who follow AFC, they'll be aware that we've been working on a new S Plus series fuel cell hydrogen generator technology. The technology we've been partnering with ABB on for uses in critical power backup systems like data centers, electric vehicle charging where there are grid constraints, all the way through to large maritime installations. And over the last 12 months or 18 months or so, we've been working on this S Plus series high energy dense fuel cell system with the objective of delivering a 100 kilowatt net output. Now, to give you a context, 100 kilowatts would probably roughly charge 100 UK homes. So 200 UK homes. So not an insignificant amount of power that we'd be producing. And in October last year, on time, on schedule, we delivered the system to independent validators in Germany who operated the fuel cell stacks, and we exceeded on the 100 kilowatts. So today is really about confirming that we have hit our targets operationally for this new technology, that our partner ABB were there to witness the operation and validated its performance. And off the back of that, ABB are now investing a further £2 million into AFC Energy as a result of that.
Fantastic. So it sounds like everything is going very much according to plan, Adam.
I would say so. I mean, we delivered the system on time. We achieved the outcome that we wanted to achieve operationally. We've even gone so far as to create a first pipeline of commercial deployments with ABB in our new agreements, which will see a sort of an incentive to deliver at least 10 systems into ABB e-mobility over the next little while. So everything's going to plan, and you know, this technology, whilst we're linking it here today with the ABB relationship, ABB e-mobility relationship, the applications and use case for the 200 kilowatt system extend far and wide. And we are very confident that this is now opening up the markets that we've envisaged.
Understood. I imagine that relationship with ABB must be one of the things that is probably one of your major tailwinds at the moment.
Yeah, I mean, ABB is a great company, great, very credible, very technically very astute, and supply power electrification solutions into many of the world's largest organizations, and I've mentioned a few sectors in maritime. They're very large in installing electrical systems on ships into critical backup power for data centers, and all the way through to e-mobility, where they're the largest deployer of EV chargers in the world. So to be partnering with a company of that scale and magnitude and have their validation today on the system really does give us a sense of optimism around where we're taking the technology and the markets we're taking it into.
Lovely stuff. Well, we'll leave it there, Adam, but it's been a pleasure catching up, and we'll catch you again soon on Proactive.
Thanks, Tom.